Nearby December wheat contract, it opened up a penny and a half this morning at 7.63 a bushel. The March opened at 7.86. That was up 5.5 cents. Minneapolis spring wheat opened at 7.92 this morning. That was up 2.75 cents. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 7.26 a bushel, up a quarter of a cent. March at 7.47, up one. And those are the only ones I've traded so far today, according to our numbers. In the corn pit, December opened up 3 this morning at 5.57. The March at 5.73.5, up 3.5 cents. May corn at 5.80, that's up a half penny. July corn at 5.91, up 2.5. And the Dease contract for next year at 5.90 a bushel, up 4.5 cents. In the bean complex, November beans opened at 11.32 a bushel, down 7 cents today. January at 11.47, down 6.25. And the March contract opened at 11.60. That was down 5.5 cents. May beans opened at 11.69, down 4. July at 11.80, down 1/2 cent. And August opened this morning at 11.69 a bushel, down 5. In the products, October soybean meal, 323.50, up 80 on the open. December, 322 even, down 70. October bean oil opened at 44.20, up 23. And December opened at 44.80, up 38. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange livestock side, the October live cattle opened at 102.70, up 10. December, 104.15, up 10. February, 104.05, up 30. And April live cattle opened at 103.90, up 45. September feeder cattle at 107.90 on the open, down 10. October at 106.15, down 15 cents. November at 105.70, down 17.5. And January feeders opened at 105.50, up 20 cents. October lean hogs this morning opened at 69.10. That was up 32.5 cents. December lean hogs, 67.20, up 75. February at 73 even, up 85. And the lean hog contract for April opened at 77.75, up 55 cents. Pork bellies, the February contract opened this morning at 90.10, or 91.40 rather. That was up 130 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at the outside markets, which is what apparently a lot of traders are going to be doing today on the floor in Chicago, the crude oil contract is now above $100 a barrel. The October in New York is up $3.04 at $100.20 a barrel. The metals look like this. Actually, none of them are trading on this table, so I'm sure that a future contract is going on, but not the ones that I have here in front of me. The U.S. dollar index is down 11 at 78.04. The CRB index is at 356.93, up 4.71. Little bit of a recovery on Wall Street from yesterday's really low closing. The Dow is up 117 points at the moment, about a percentage point up at 10,726. The NASDAQ is up 22.5 points at 21.21, and the S&P is up 15 at 11.71. Pace of trading right now in Chicago, most of the commodities have turned downward after finishing on the either side of mixed, really, or starting on the either side of mixed at the opening bell. Wheat is down to 2.5 to 4 cents a bushel in Kansas City, down 6.75 cents on the nearby in Chicago. Corn is down in the 2.5 to 6 cent range, and the beans are down between 2 and 7.5 cents. Joining us now for a call on this, or for an analysis rather, on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker. Good morning, Dan.
Hi.
Let's talk a little about what may be moving the market. Well, at the open today, we're looking at all the outside markets, but things have turned lower once trading began.
Well, yeah, I mean, the outside markets, or at least the outside markets that usually support commodities like higher crude oil prices, higher precious metal prices and dollar weakness, was there for the early opening calls to kind of be at least generally supportive and some follow through advances from yesterday's strong rally. But you can kind of see basically that did not necessarily materialize. We are now down, you know, roughly 8 cents or so on the front end corn, 3 to 7 or so on the beans. And I think you have to attribute it still basically to uncertainty of what's going on in the financial institutions in New York and around the world. Now, you know, the central banks and the U.S. government is trying or has pumped billions of dollars, you know, into the world banking system. But there still creates a lot of uncertainty, and who knows what's the next shoe or two to fall yet. So I think that stimulates continued long liquidation from the index funds that hold a lot of commodities still in their portfolio. But, you know, you can see over the past 2-3 days, it does look like maybe some of that is subsiding. But index funds, managed money still controls a lot of open interest in corn and soybeans and wheat. And when you have uncertainties in the global financial situation, that encourages long liquidation, and that's kind of what we're seeing. I think Chartists probably just look at that this is somewhat of a consolidation period after a strong up move yesterday. So nothing, I don't think, to be alarmed about, at least at this point. From a technical point of view, I think most people are going to kind of view this as just kind of consolidation of yesterday's advance, and we'll kind of see where we end up at the end of the day, and then we'll be, you know, headed into the weekend.
Yeah, because you look at face value, and a lot of the indicators that you'd think would be positive, you know, rising oil price, falling dollar, the weather, you know, things like that that may be supportive, just seem to be cutting at this point, and we're talking about another factor.
Yeah, I think everybody's technically confused. I'm not too sure they ain't always confused, but I think confusion on top of confusion, I think, is kind of sums up the market here. When you have that, when you don't have any confidence in which way the market goes, that stimulates people to stay out of the market. You know, when in doubt, stay out. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing here. We have a lot of turbulence yet. I think turbulence is going to be kind of a word we're going to use almost every day, because there is a lot of unknowns out there in the financial world, how the financial institutions were able to over-leverage themselves to the extent that nobody's even imagined.
Right.
And now that, you know, those dominoes are all falling down and coming at us. So there's still a lot of uncertainty, and I think that alone will probably, you know, keep the market under wraps from any major bull market to the upside in ag commodities. And then, of course, you know, it won't be too long we're going to start seeing, you know, harvest pressure coming in on the weekends. It's going to be another week or so, but we are going to begin to see the combines begin to roll, and
right,
the harvest is going to be a major influence.
Thanks for your time today.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker, and he joins us every Thursday on the Opening Market Report. Looking at the current pace of trade, the December wheat contract is down 3.5 cents, now down 4 in Kansas City at 757.5. March in Kansas City down 4 as well at 776.5. December wheat is at 719 in Chicago, down 6.75 cents. March at 741.5, down 4.5. In the corn on the CME group, grain group, the December corn contract is at 545.75, down 8.25 cents. March is down 8 at 562, and the May is at 577, down 2.5. July corn for next year at 581, down 7.5 cents. November soybeans are at 1138 a bushel. That's down a penny. January at 1150, down 3.25 cents. The March soybean contract right now is at 1158, down 7.5. And May beans down 4 at 1169. The soybean meal for October is currently trading up 130 at 324 even. The bean oil at 44.20 on the nearby contract, up 23. Looking at the livestock, the October live cattle contract is at 101.95. That's down 65. December live cattle, 103.10, down 95 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 107.25, down 75. October at 105.40, down 90. Lean hogs for October at 68.75, down 4, up rather, 47.5. December lean hogs unchanged at 66.45. And again, looking at the oil right now, it's up 304 a barrel at $100.20. And the stock market, the Dow is now up only about 57.5 points at 10,667. It's come down in the last 10 minutes from its earlier stronger opening. The NASDAQ up 10.5 points at 2109. The S&P up 8 at 1164. You're listening to WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Our weather forecast from Scott Althoff for today, sunny and a high of 76 degrees. The winds in the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear tonight with a low of around 52, light and variable winds. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 79 degrees with southeast winds at 3 to 5. Tomorrow night, clear and 55. Saturday, sunny and 80. And Sunday, we'll see a sunny high of 80 as well. The two-state forecast calls for highs today between 75 and 80. Flood warnings remain in effect for many river basins in northern, central, and southwestern Illinois and northwest Indiana.